Welcome to the Own Your Power, Don't Let Them Bully You podcast, hosted by Lindsay Ann. We teach you how to throw down bullies, tyrants, and the dark forces. Stop being someone's bitch. Get off your knees. Own your power. And give these perpetrators the old heave-ho. Who are the people with the most power on Earth? They're the same people who are saying you shouldn't have any.
Welcome to today's episode. Be careful who you are insulting, because you never know who they were in a past life. Now, this is very significant for people who want to stay safe and sane in this lifetime. Okay? So, because I found out, and this is kind of how this podcast started, who I was in many of my past lives. And a lot of these past lives, if you are somebody important, if there's a lot of history to talk about, that these past lives can actually, if they're important, especially if you're a warrior, can actually follow people into the future. Now, I know it sounds impossible, but if you have high-level training, let's say as a Navy SEAL or a Assassin's Creed or a ninja or a Spartan, high-level warrior training, okay, they will look to see who's harassing them in the future. You said, that's not possible. That's impossible. How's that possible? Because they are trained at the highest level. Okay? It's possible. Okay? These, I've seen some pretty strange things. So they will follow themselves into the future. So I have seen people mouth off to each other on the street, especially this coronavirus, right? Well, what if you're insulting a ninja? What if that person that someone's insulting, like, you could be mad at some guy and you can threaten his life just because you're angry? Now, if that person was a ninja, that ninja clan is going to show up in some capacity in your life. You might not see them. They'll show up. I guarantee you they'll show up. No, this is ancient secrets, okay? That it has been lost throughout the world. I'm telling you, once you do enough healing, you'll realize that these ancient secrets or ways really are still alive and well. Now, this is what a lot of people don't want you to know. So I'm saying, if you want to win the battle of Evermore against some bully of yours, you at least do not insult this person. Find out who they were in past lives. Because I'm telling you, if you run into a ninja, you're in trouble. If you run into an Assassin's Creed, they'll follow you. Okay? I'm telling you right now. If you run into a Spartan, okay, even the Spartans have rules and ethics around who's going to bother them in the future. I haven't asked them yet if they go after any of their past life selves, but it's definitely the future. Now, how the heck do they know how to do that? Because it's warrior training at the highest level. I mean, you can't be defeated. You have to look at all angles, okay? So they've learned to do that. Because they understand that the future can, in fact, harass the past. Now, how's that possible? How can I, let's say, if I was evil, harass the past? Well, they already know that that's possible. So they look, these warriors, to see who's harassing them in the future, and they will show up in some capacity. So there's other past life selves that people need to be mindful of, especially the religious past lives. So let's just say you insult a man and you're angry with them. I don't like you, I'm threatening you. That guy could have been, maybe you're just angry, a significant priest, or like Moses, or like Mother Teresa. Heck, who knows, right? You could incarnate as a woman. He could have been a woman in a past life, you know? So if you trespass against important priests, okay, that also has spiritual consequences, okay? So what I'm saying is, spiritually speaking, if you trespass against somebody that was an important priest in a past life, you get demoted automatically spiritually as a person, okay? I'm telling you, if this person is holy in some way, you're getting demoted. I'm telling you, it's just spiritual law. You're getting demoted. So that is these spiritual laws that govern the universe are completely forgotten. I wouldn't insult anybody. I don't want a ninja clan following me. Okay, I'm telling you, I have never threatened anyone's life in this lifetime. Okay, I don't want some creepy Assassin's Creed showing up and saying, "Did you insult my person?" Right? Now, as funny as this sounds, I actually have people, you know, showing up in my life, you know, sort of empathing to me like I was a ninja. So this is a tip. I was a ninja, so beware. And I'm like, well, you're not actually supposed to say you're a ninja if you were a ninja. So I already know they're not a ninja, okay? So real ninjas aren't going to tell you they're ninjas. In a past life, in any life, they're not going to tell you. It's a secret clan. So you have to understand that actual ninjas, because I love talking about them, are an actual secret society. They're not going to tell you they're ninjas. So if anyone comes up into you, to you and sort of says, I used to be a ninja, they're not a ninja. However, you might be a ninja. So that is the secret tip. If you get that as a threat, the actual ninjas, you could be a ninja in a past life. That's what I'm being told by spirit, is that you probably were one. So, you know, I'm just saying that if you were one, you know, you can ask help from the archangels, because if you were one, and these ninjas, let's just say you were a ninja in a past life, and this man's threatening your life, that clan already knows. Your clan already knows. I'm telling you, they already know. So there is an actual defense system for people, you know, in God's, in this universe, okay? Spiritually, through any kind of warrior creed. Now, if you're in really good standing with God, you know, sometimes he might let you go, he might help you out with going back in time. But these are really good tips, because I've had men threaten me in this coronavirus, okay? Kind of saying to me, you know what? Because there's no rules anymore in society, I can rape you if I want to. You know what? Just if I want to, just so you know. That's actually how men are treating me. And I'm like, oh, really? Really? So if you're going to rape me, rape me. Let's see you go for it. And I just stand there and I stare at them. And I said, well, if you're going to rape me, rape me. I don't care if there's 200 of you. Let's see you play your card. Now, that's just the kind of person I am, right? And they say I'm picking a fight with you. I'm like, good, so pick a fight with me already. You want a fight? Let's go. So in if you're a warrior and there's a man challenging you to a fight, okay, let's just say if you're a Spartan or a Trojan or whatever you are, it is in your duty to meet their fight. So because I have those past life memories, I'm like, okay, well, if you're challenging me to a fight, then I'm going to stay and I'm going to agree to that. And then until they back down. So this is my life now, because I think people are just in fear over what's coming next around the corner. So I'm just saying, no matter how angry we get with people, try to move your anger through kicking, punching, screaming. But please don't challenge people outright, even if they're insane. And, you know, if they challenge you, you know, but just because. Because I'm telling you, if this person has any kind of past life, even if they have a mafia past life, this is what I've learned, they will, in fact, show up in some capacity, because the mafia is that mean. They really will. They'll look to the future, because they even the mafia knows that. Okay? And they'll see who's trespassing against them in the future, and even the mafia will show up. You know, they'll do it in their little subtle little ways. You'll see it. You'll see people saying, Are you threatening my person? Like, I'm talking about their members, because we have an issue with you. Okay? So this is what I'm saying. There's a whole heap of problems that could come your way just by threatening someone. My whole advice is, you never know who people were. They could be an honest to God evil sorcerer. They could be an evil wizard. They could be a serial killer. I actually met someone in this lifetime that was an actual serial killer in one past life. Now, that's what I'm saying. So it's just like, just take the advice, and it's a life-saving tip, right? You don't need the mafia showing up in your life threatening you, or some crazy ninja, or some crazy, you know, Black Widow spider ninja, or any kind of Assassin's Creed, because they will. Because the movies are actually right, but they forget to tell you some very important secret tips, right? You never know if you could be meeting Achilles, for all you know. Or who else was famous that might be incarnated again on the planet? You could be insulting Moses. You could be insulting, Noah. Remember Noah from Noah's in the Ark? Well, that has a spiritual consequence if you're going to try to kill off Noah. Okay, so people don't look to that. They don't think. They just act. So I hope this information finds you well. It's really important. You can always ask God, you know, I'm angry with this man. Is there any past lives I should be aware of that might show up and, like, bother me? That's a good tip. That's a life-saving tip. So I can see who people were in past lives. I just know, right? But one way you can actually tell without any kind of real gifts, you know, is say, who do they remind you of? Who does that person actually act like? And you just use your imagination. I'm telling you, your imagination is right. 100% of the time, your imagination is right. If you say, that guy that I don't like, you know who he reminds me of? He reminds me of, like, that a guy in some past life that would go around, I don't know, pickpocketing people. That's who that guy reminds me of. So I guarantee you, that is actually true. That's what I have found out. So you don't need to be a psychic. You can just practice. And the more you practice, the more you'll find out about people. The last thing you want to do is run into a murderer because they have no conscience. Oh, they'll come after you. And they'll come after you with all kinds of criminal overlords that also don't have a conscience. Before you know it, you've got the whole cabal after you, okay? So just what I'm saying, don't insult people. So any other tips? I always leave my podcast with a tip that people don't know anything about, as if the podcast already doesn't say that. Let's see. What can I pull out of my back pocket? What's fun? Another real reality that's in the actual movies that's actually true is the Poseidon Adventure. Now that's an old movie. Okay, that's an actual real story. And so is The Shawshank Redemption. Believe it or not, The Shawshank Redemption is a real story. It's not made up by Hollywood. I've cried in my pillow. I can even tell you what the real story with The Shawshank Redemption is a little. So I was thinking of creating a podcast in which I share some of my memories of how the stories actually were. And so that I thought you might find really fun, right? And the movie Troy, okay, I really love to talk about that. That's almost completely accurate with Brad Pitt and with Brad Pitt starring the role. Yeah, that's almost true to the actual real story, okay? So, those are tips. You can figure it out yourself. You can go into deep meditation. You can find out by asking the archangels. But like I said, I can be blowing smoke up your ass. You always have to check through your own intuition if whoever's sharing information with you, is this true or not? Okay? Because, you know, after we'll be led astray. Okay? That's something you should always check. And only the highest spiritual forces in the universe actually know the truth. Right? So that's another tip. So don't ask people. Okay? That's what I've just... Don't ask people. Okay? So... Have a great day. Stay alive. And don't do anything foolish. See ya.